want to take a moment to thank you for your prayers for my parents.
首先我想感谢大家为我的父母祷告。
My parents are part of the Cantonese congregation in Chinatown.
我的父母是唐人街教会的那边的成员。
My father is 94 years old. My mother is 90.
我的父亲94岁，而我的妈妈90岁。
So my mother just came home from the hospital on Friday.
上个星期五，我的妈妈刚从医院回来。
So thank you for your prayers.
谢谢你们的祷告。
Not long ago, I was invited to speak at another Chinese church in another part of the country.
不久之前，在这个国家的另一个地方，我被邀请到那儿去，在一个华人的教会做讲道。
And this church was having some problems and issues.
这个教会有一些问题。
I'm not going to share all the details.
我不会给大家分享细节。
But it had to do with an employment issue related to one of their pastors.
但是与他们对一位牧师的雇佣有关系。
And the decision of their leadership kind of alienated some of the members.
教会领导层的决定使得教会的一些成员感觉被疏远。
And so they heard that our church had a reputation of unity.
他们听说我们的教会有和谐的好名声。
And so they invited me to talk to their leaders on unity and reconciliation.
他们就邀请我去跟他们的领导层谈如何让教会和谐并且重新和好。
But they also invited me to preach on Sunday morning as well.
他们也邀请我在礼拜天的敬拜上讲道。
And so as we were entering, going to the church, and we were entering their parking lot.
当我们从停车场进入教会的时候。
This is a large Chinese church, and it had a parking lot. Even more, we don't have parking lot.
这个教会很大，他们的停车场比我们的教会要大很多。
But
比我们教会的停车场大很多。
At the entrance of the parking lot, I saw a police car.
在停车场的入口，我看到有警车。
And I was thinking to myself, oh.Boy, they must have a lot of cars coming in because they need police to take care of all this traffic.
我当时想，他们教会肯定是有很多人来参加，所以需要一个警车来控制交通秩序。
But I was told that was not the reason why the police were there.
但是我被告知那不是警车在那儿的原因。
I was told that they were worried that some of the unhappy members would come and disrupt the worship service.
原来是他们担心有不满意的会众会来这儿捣乱。
And they needed the police to keep the peace.
他们需要警车来这儿维持秩序和平。
And I was reflecting on that.
我就思考这个事情。
And reflecting how sad that is.
思想这是多么难过的一件事。
That this church was filled with people who are supposedly committed to Christ.
这个教会应该是被致力于神耶稣的和平而来的。
That these are people supposedly who love God and wanted to and supposedly loved each other.
这些教会会众应该是爱神。
That they heard many teachings about their forgiveness.
他们应该听到了很多关于饶恕的教导。
And yet they needed the police to come in to keep the peace among the Christians.
然而他们居然需要一个警车来在基督徒中维持和平。
And so this might be the worst case of dispute within a Chinese church that I've heard of.
这是我所听说的在华人教会里面发生的最大的纠纷。
But it certainly won't be the last.
但是它肯定不是最后一次。
Because where there are people, there are going to be problems.
只要有人，就会有问题。
There's no perfect church.
没有完美的教会。
And there's no perfect leadership.
也没有完美的教会领袖。
They even had problems in the first century church.
在第一世纪的教会里，就曾经有这样的问题。
Now a lot of people say, "Oh, we want to be like the church in the Book of Acts." And that church certainly did a lot of good things. They literally changed the world. But they also had problems as well. Because that church also had people. And so we want to look at this, you might say, the first church conflict.
所以我们来看一下, 你可以称为是第一个世纪教会的那些问题。
Now you might wonder yourself, why did the Holy Spirit guide Luke to include this story? Because the story, in some sense, is just about the distribution of food. Why would the Holy Spirit include this story in the book of Acts?
为什么圣灵让这一段故事在圣经里面呢?
Obviously, there must be some lessons for churches to learn from.
很明显，肯定是想让我们向我们的教会途中学到一些经验教训。
So let's take a few moments to look at this passage in Acts chapter 6 that was read.
让我们一起来看一下在《使徒行传》讲的这一段经文。
And I believe we can divide this message into four parts.
我们可以把这段经文分成四部分。
First, we want to look at what is the problem.
首先让我们看一下到底是什么问题。
And please read verse 1 of Acts 6.
那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向说希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。So
we read here that the early church was a growing church.
我们在这儿读到，对早期的教会是正在增长的教会。And
even growing churches can have problems.
正在成长的教会就会有问题。
When the church was started in 1961 with 18 people. And they had one worship service. And it was in Cantonese. And so things were, you might say, very simple. When I came to the church was already 150 people. And they had one service, but it was bilingual, like we're doing right now. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, if we only got to be a big church.
当时我就在想，如果多么希望我们教会是一个很大的教会啊！
Then we wouldn't have any more problems.
Then 我们就不会有很多问题。
Because we'll have more people.
我们就会有很多人。
And that means we'll have more workers.
我们就会有更多的同工。
And that means we'll have more offering.
我们就会有更多的奉献。
And that means we'll have bigger facilities.
我们就会有更大的设施。
And so all our problems will be solved when we get big.
我们现在的这些问题都会被解决，如果我们教会成长到那么大的话。
But I realize now I was wrong.
现在我知道我那时候的想法是错的。
Because we are big now.
因为我们现在是一个大教会。
We have over 1,100 adults.
我们教会有1,100个成人。
Maybe a couple hundred children.
几百个小孩。
We have three languages in our church.
我们有三种语言。
We have seven services.
我们有7个敬拜崇拜服饰。
We have a number of meeting locations.
我们有在不同的地方有聚会，在不同的地方聚会。
And all that means is that our church is very complex.
那就意味着我们的教会变得很复杂。
Because we're so complex, there's lots of challenges and lots of problems.
因为我们已经很复杂，我们就会有很多的问题。
You see, in that early church in the book of Acts, things were maybe simple.
在使徒行传里边提到的那些教会里，可能事情应该是很简单的。
The apostles who were the leaders at that time could take care of everything.
那时候的使徒应该可以把每件事情都处理得好。
But as they got bigger and bigger, there were more problems.
但是当教会变得越来越大的时候，他们就有更多的有很多的更多的问题了。
And there was also more diversity in the church.
而且这个教会，他们那时候教会有更多的文化多样性。
Yes, the whole church was mostly Jewish people.
当然，在他们的教会当时多数人是希伯来人。
But there were at least two types of Jewish people.
但是有两种希伯来人。
That's mentioned in verse 1 here.
在这个第一个第一段经文里边就提到了。
And it mentions that the Hebrews and the Hellenists.
讲希伯来的犹太人和讲希腊语的犹太人。
Now the Hebrews were Jewish people that were raised and born and raised in Israel.
那希伯来人是出生并在以色列出生并长大。
They were native to the land.
他们是当地人。
They knew all the customs.
他们知道所有的传统文化。
They brought their culture into the church.
他们把他们的文化也带到了教会。
But there was a second group of Jewish people.
但是还有第二一类的犹太人。
And they were Greek speaking.
他们说希腊语。
They were probably born or raised outside of Israel.
他们是在以色列外出生并长大的。
They could have been in Asia Minor.
可能是在小亚细亚
It could have been Italy
也在意大利
or another part of the Roman Empire
或罗马帝国的其他的地方
but they were Greek speaking
但是他们说希腊语
and there were Greek culture as well
他们有希腊文化
and so you have in this one church two different types of people
就是在这样的一个教会有两种人
and it could cause a lot ofproblems and issues.
就会导致很多的问题和麻烦。
And what surfaces here is that some of the Greek speaking people felt they were being discriminated against.
渐渐浮现出来的一个问题就是说那些说希腊语的人犹太人感觉他们
They felt they were not being treated fairly.
他觉得他们没有得到公正的对待。
See, in those days, the church had a feeding program for the widows.
在那时候，教会呢对寡妇有一个对寡妇提供食物的这样的一个服务。
They didn't have welfare or social security in those days.
那时候没有像现今社会的社会福利。
And so the church collected money and fed these poor widows.
教会就收集钱并为这些寡妇提供食物
But somehow the Greek speaking people felt they were not getting their fair share
不管怎么说就是说希腊语的这些犹太人的寡妇觉得他们没有得到公平的那一份
Now we don't know whether it was actually taking place that they were being discriminated against
我们不知道这事是不是真的发生或者他们确实被歧视
or maybe that was their perception
可能只是他们自己的感受
I remember when my children were young
我记得当我的孩子还小的时候
and I would give them both dessert
我给他们两个人前食
andSometimes one would complain, "Oh, you got more than me."
其中一个孩子就会说，有时候就会一个孩子就会抱怨说，你的比我还多。
And I would look at it and try to measure it, and I said, "Gee, I think it's the same."
我就仔细看一看，好像去丈量一下，然后就说，哦，这是他们两人的给的食物应该是一样，钱是一样多。
But one of them would object, "Oh no, the other one, they're getting more than me."
另一个仍然在反对说，哦，他得的比我还多。
And so this was happening in the church.
这在教会也会发生。
And so certainly I think you can see the parallels to our church.
这和我们的教会有一定可比性。
That we are a church with multiple languages and multiple cultures.
我们这个教会有多种语言，也多种文化。
It started with Chinese, Cantonese speaking people.
开始的时候是说粤语的基督徒。
And then later on, these Cantonese speaking people had children.
后来这些说粤语的人有了孩子。
And they became English speaking people.
这些孩子就说英语。
And they didn't understand the culture as well.
他们不懂中国的华人文化，粤语文化。
And so there became sort of a different a split within, even within the church.
这样有多的多少有了一些分裂。
And sometimes it would relate to things like worship even.
有时候是关于崇拜的。
If you were to go to our second service in Chinatown, which is in Cantonese,
如果你去我们在唐人街的粤语的崇拜，
you'll find that they sing from the hymn book.
你就会知道他们是从圣诗在圣上读读唱圣诗。
They use organ.
他们用管风琴伴奏。
They like to have a choir with different robes.
他们想要一个唱诗班，穿是要穿肉的。
When you go to our English service in Chinatown,
但是如果你去我们华人街的英语的崇拜
，They like to sing modern music.
他们喜欢唱现代歌曲、敬拜歌曲。
They want the music to be loud.
他们想让他们的音乐很声音很大。
They want to have guitar and drums.
他们要吉他和鼓的伴奏。
And now we added Mandarin congregation here.
现在我们在牛天有国语的崇拜。
And they're different from the Cantonese and English speaking.
跟粤语和英语的敬拜就不一样了。
And it's not that their food is different.
不是食物不一样。
They have different values and different ways of looking at things.
只是看事情的看事情的方式和价值观不一样。
And you know that even among the Mandarin, there are lots of differences as well.
你知道在国语里边，国语堂会里面也会有很多不同的。
The people from Taiwan are different from the people from mainland China, and different from the people from Singapore.
从台湾来的华人和从大陆来的华人不一样，也和从新加坡来的华人不一样。
So someone outside looking at our church and the people coming in, they say, oh, it's just all Chinese people.
教会外边的人看我们，他们来到教这些来到教会的人都是华人。
They're all the same.
他们都是一样的。
But we know different.
但是我们知道是一样。
We know that there's such diversity, even though we may look alike.
在我们中间有这么多的多样性。
Now, this was, again, the problem even in that early church.
这在早期的教会也是有这样的问题。
Now let me raise an issue that's not mentioned explicitly in the text.
让我提出一个在经文里边没有提到的问题。
How did the leadership know that there was a problem?
这些当时教会的领导层，他们怎么知道是有这样的问题的呢？
The text really doesn't tell us.
经文没有告诉我们。
But I try to imagine what, how would the leadership know about a problem in a typical Chinese church?
我就想知道，在一个华人教会里，教会的领袖是怎么样知道教会的问题的呢？
In a typical Chinese church, I think if someone has a complaint, they'll complain to their friend.
通常在一个华人教会里面，如果有人有问题，他就会跟他的朋友去抱怨。
And tell them,this is a complaint about somehow about ministry, about how the church is being run.
抱怨牧师教牧是怎么样去run 一个教会的。
And so they would share it with their friend, this complaint.
他会跟自己的朋友去抱怨。
And then this friend will tell their friend.
这个朋友就会告诉他自己的朋友。
And then eventually someone will tell the pastor's wife.
最终有人会告诉牧师。
And then the pastor's wife will tell the pastor.
刚才是告诉牧师的太太，然后牧师太太师母又告诉牧师。
In other words, a lot of Chinese don't like to confront someone or raise this issue.
换句话说，很多中国人不愿意直接面对提出问题，面对问题。
They think it's not right to talk to this person directly.
他们认为直接去谈是不是很好。
And so they sort of go around to eventually get the message to this person.
他们宁愿就是迂回来去，然后把这个问题
Sometimes people use write anonymous letters.
有时候有的人会写一个匿名的信。
Because they don't want their name to be used, and so they just write a letter to all the leaders.
他们不希望自己的名字被 并提到。
And this goes against Matthew chapter 18, verse 15.
在马太福音18-15节
Jesus said, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
So if you have a complaint, then talk to the person that's involved, who's in charge of that.
如果你有不满的地方，就去跟直接跟那个管负责这个事情的人去抱怨，就可以跟他说。
That's what the Bible teaches us to do.
这是圣经给我们的教导。
So here in verse 1, we see the problem.
在这儿我们在使徒行传第一节看到了教会的问题。
And then in verses 2-4, we see the plan to address the problem.
在第二节呢，我们就看到解决这个问题的计划。
And please read verses 2-4.
十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。
Now the 12 refer to the apostles.
这十二指的是十二个使徒。
Matthias had taken Judas's place.
当时那个 Matthias 呢，就是把那个犹大出卖基督的犹大取代。
And so for the apostles, as they were confronted with this problem, they had at least three options.
十二使徒面对这样的问题，他们有大约三个选择选项。
One, they could have ignored the problem.
第一，他们可以完全忽略这个问题。
They could have said, "There's no problem."
他们可以说，哎，没有这个问题。
Those Greek-speaking Jews, they're too sensitive.
那些说希腊语的犹太人，他们太敏感。
They're just imagining things.
他们在想象出来这样的问题。
They're being treated fairly.
他们被公平的、公正的对待。
Or they could have said, "Oh, these Greek-speaking Jews, they're complaining."
或者他们说，这些说希腊语的人只知道只是在抱怨。
And if they don't speak Hebrew anyway, they really don't belong in our church.
如果他们不说希伯来语，他们不应该属于我们的教会。
Let's kick them out.
让我们把他们赶出去。
This is just stirring up trouble.
他们只是在制造麻烦。
And so they could force those Greek-speaking Jews out of the church.
他们也可以强迫那些说希腊语的犹太人离开教会。
But instead of doing these two things, they actually addressed the problem.
他们没有这么做，而是解决这个问题。
They had a plan to resolve the problem.
他们有一个解决问题的计划。
I'm sure they did a lot of inquiry.
我相信他们一定会做了很多的问询。
They had some meetings.
也开会。
They prayed about it.
祷告。
But they came up with a plan.
但是最终呢，他们有一个计划。
But please note that this plan reflects a priority.
请注意，这是反映了一个合适优先考虑的问题。
They said in verse 2, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word in order to wait on tables.
他们说，就在第二节里面讲，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合意的。
Now, the leadership, the apostles, were probably all Hebrew-speaking Jews.
这十二使徒可能是都是说希伯来语的基督徒。
And they were the highest leadership in the church.
他们是教会最高的领导。
And maybe they could have thought, oh, we want to show them that we care.
他们可能想，我们想让他们知道，我们关心他们。
We want to show to them that this issue is important.
我们想让他们知道这个问题是很重要的。
And so the apostles could have said, we will personally distribute the food to make sure everyone gets the right amount.
这些使徒可能会说，我们自己去给他们分食物。
But that's not what they did.
但是这不是他们做的。
Because they had priorities.
因为他们有优先考虑的事情。
They said, yes, it's important to make sure the food is distributed fairly.
是的，他们就把食物平均的分给每一个寡妇是很重要的事。
But it's not for us to do.
但是不是我们来做。
We will delegate it to other people.
我们要把这些事，要把这些事情安排别人去做。
Because it's more important for us as the top leadership to pray and to do the ministry of the word.
对我们教会最高的领袖，重要的是我们去祷告，我们去教神的话。
And so this is reflected in verse 3 and 4.
在第三节和第四节也有这样的一些反应。
That they are going to delegate this matter to other people.
他们要把这个事呢交给其他的人。
So that they can focus in on the word of God and on prayer.
这样他们就能把重点放在祷告和教神的话。
Now we don't have apostles today.
今天我们没有使徒。
But the highest leadership in the church are the pastors and the elders.
我们教会最高的领导就是牧师和长老。
And I remember 40 years ago, I was became part of the staff of the church.
我记得四十年前我成为 BC, 我成为教会的教务人员。
My title was assistant to the pastor.
我的职务名称是牧师助理。
So whatever the pastor Ken didn't want to do, he gave it to me.
谭牧师不想做的事情都会交给我。
And I had three main roles.
我有三个主要的角色。
I was the youth director.
我是年轻人的教导老师。
I was the secretary.
我是秘书。
And I was also the janitor.
我也是清洁工。
And I was reflecting upon the big decisions I had to make at that time.
想到我当时要做的最大的决定。
And the biggest decision I had to make at that time was what kind of toilet paper to buy.
那时候我经常做最大的决定就是说买什么样的手纸。
Was it more important to save money?
省钱更重要呢？
Or should I emphasize softness?
或者说我要强调手纸的柔软性。
And being a Chinese church, I opted for saving money.
在一个华人教会里，我选择了去省钱。
Now I'm the senior pastor.
现在我是主任牧师。
I don't make those decisions anymore.
我不做那样的决定了。
I delegate it to other people.
我让别人去做这样的决定。
Because even though it's important to buy the right toilet paper, it's not the most important thing for the church.
尽管找到合适的手纸很重要，但是我有更重要的事。
It's more important for me to concentrate on the Word of God and upon prayer.
更重要的是对我来说是教导神的话语。
And so the early church, the early church leaders, they said, we need to delegate this matter to other people.
早期教会的那些使徒就把这分半的问题交给其他人。
But they didn't just dump it on anybody.
但是他们并没有把这个事物随便交给别人。
These people had qualifications.
那些人需要有一定的qualification.
Now we would say, oh, in a Chinese church, we would say, this is a food distribution problem. We need to have people who are have waiting experience, who have been waiters in a restaurant.
在一个华人教会，我们说，哎呀，这个事情是非食物，那么我们需要谁来做呢？需要那些在餐馆里做餐馆的人。
Now certainly having experience and in this area is a good thing.
当然了，有在餐馆的经验是很好的了。
But you notice in verse 3, it says, choose people who are full of the Spirit and wisdom.
但是在第三节说选那些能够跟随圣灵的人。
And so even for the distribution of food, there were spiritual qualifications.
对于只是分发食物这样的事，也需要有圣灵的qualification.
Being full of the Holy Spirit means that they are being controlled by the Holy Spirit.
如果被因为他们被圣灵充满，就会对这个分发食物的控制就合乎神的心意。
That is, they are people who are being led by the Holy Spirit. There are people who are led by the Holy Spirit.
有人会被圣灵引导。
There are people who display the fruit of the Spirit.
有人会显示神的圣灵的果子。
And also it mentions that these are people full of wisdom.
我也需要提到这些人充满了智慧。
Now it doesn't say full of knowledge.
这儿没有说他们充满了很有知识。
Certainly it's important for people to know God's word.
当然很重要的是让人知道神的话是很重要。
But this wisdom they're talking about is applying biblical knowledge into everyday life.
但是智慧是说在人生的各个方面能够去应用神的话。
They know the word of God,
他们知道神的话。
But they can practically apply it as well.
他们也能够在实际上应用。
And so the apostles delegated to people who were full of the Holy Spirit and full of wisdom.
使徒就把这件事交给那些被圣灵充满并且蛮有智慧的。
And these were perhaps the first deacons.
这些人可能就是最早的执事，教会的执事。
Now, when we think of deacons, we think of maybe leaders.
我们想，当我们提到执事，我们就想到领袖。
But deacons, the word actually means servant.
但是执事的本意是指。
And so, servant.
执事的本意指的是服务员。
So this was the plan. Delegate this matter to spiritually qualified people.
就是这样的一个计划，要把这个分发食物的事情交给有 qualification 的人。
So verse 5 and 6 tell us how they carried out this plan.
第五和第六节就告诉我们这个计划是怎么样被执行的。
And this is here, they list the names of the people that were chosen.
在这儿就提到了被选择的那些人的人名字。
And some of those names are hard to pronounce.
那些名字很难发，他们名字很难读。
Because they were actually people, they were all Greek names.
这些都是希腊语里面的名字。
So apparently, they chose...all Greek-speaking Jews to be on this committee, you might say.
很明显的，这些被选出来的人都是说希腊语的。
So, if it was our church, we would probably say, well, you need an equal number of Cantonese, Mandarin, and English.
在我们教会，我们说我们需要说国语、粤语的同样数我们需要。在我们教会，我们可能会说，我们要选出同等人数的说国语和粤语的人。
So here in that early church, they chose all the people from the group that was most affected, the people that had the most concern.
在这个早期的教会，他们选出的人都是那些被这个事情负面影响的人。
Why could they do that?
他们为什么这么做呢？
Because they were all spiritually qualified.
就是因为他们都是被圣灵充满的。
You see, they were not there to represent their group.
他们不是在那儿，不是代表自己的那一群人，不是说希腊语的。
They were not there to look out for the interests of the group that their language group.
他们在那儿不是只是关心希腊语的。那些犹太人
they wanted to do what was best for the church.
他们要做的是对教会最有利的事。
They wanted to do what, how they were to be led by the Holy Spirit.
他们在那是被圣灵领导。
And then in verse 7, we see the product or the, what the result was.
在第七节经文，我们就看到这样做的一个结果。神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信服了这道。
So as they resolved this food distribution problem, it had spiritual results.
当他们解决了分发食物的这个问题，当他们解决了分发食物的这个问题，他们也得到了圣灵的从圣灵而来的结果。
Because what they were dealing with, you might say, is not a spiritual issue.
他们解决的问题不是一个圣灵方面精神方面的问题。
But it had spiritual results.
但是它有精神方面的结果。
And so when people are working in harmony together,
当人在一起和谐的做工，
then they have more time to focus on the ministry of reaching out to more people.
他们就有更多的时间把传福音就把他们有更多的时间把福音传给更多的人。
But if the church is fighting with each other,
但是如果教会里的人相互争斗，
then we have to spend all this time and energy focus inward rather than outward.
那我们就必须花在教会内部花很多的时间和精力，而不是在把他们花在外面。
And if the church is fighting, people, the members are fighting with each other, people don't want to come to a church like that.
如果会众相互争斗，人们也就不会来到这个教会。
The non-Christians will say, you know, those Christians are just a bunch of hypocrites.
不信主的人就说，这些基督徒都是一些伪善者。
They always talk about love.
他们总是说爱。
But they can't even get along with each other.
但是他们却不能和平相处。
And so here we see that they were able to resolve the problem within their church.
我们看到早期他们在这儿他们解决了他们早期教会的问题。
And the church was able to grow.
教会能够得到发展。
So our church leadership has decided on a theme for this year.
我们教会的领袖决定今年的主题。
The theme is following Jesus together, celebrating our unity in diversity.
主题教会，我们今年的年会主题就是我们一起跟随主，和谐。谁在跟？
Following Jesus together.
一起跟随主。
Celebrating our unity and diversity.
庆祝我们的。
Might be in the bulletin. I think it's right in there. It's right on the
同步跟主，活出多元合一。
See, that's why we need a theme so people will know what we're talking about.
这是为什么我们需要一个主题，那就每个人都知道。
But you might be saying, well, I thought our church is does pretty good in unity.
你可能会说，我们教会在团结方面做得很好。
I would tell you, unity is always going to be a challenge, especially for a church like ours.
我可以告诉你，特别是对我们这样的教会，团结是一个很大的挑战。
Because we are so diverse as a church.
因为我们有多元文化多元性。
And we, as we speak different languages and come from different cultures, there's going to be a lot of miscommunication.
我们说不同的语言，我们从不同的文化来，那么就会有很多的
miscommunication.
有很多的沟通上有一些误解，有很多误解。
And we'll have more disagreements about how to do things.
关于在做事情上就会有很多不同的意见。
And Satan can use these as a wedge to divide the church.
撒旦可以利用这个把它当作棋子来分裂教会。
And it could result in anger and bitterness.
会导致愤怒争愤怒。
And maybe we have to call the police to keep the peace.
也许我们不得不叫警察。
So let me suggest two practical ways to promote unity in our church.
在决策结束时候，让我来建议两个方面，两个策略来让我们教会能够团结和谐。
Number one, pray for unity for our church.
第一，为我们教会的合一祷告。
Jesus, before he went to the cross, prayed for the church.
耶稣在上十字架之前为教会做了祷告。
It's recorded in John chapter 17.
在约翰福音十七节。
And of all the things that he prayed, could have prayed for, he prayed particularly for unity.
有很多事情可以祷告，但是他特别为教会的统一合一祷告。
So do you pray for unity for our church?
那你为教会的合一祷告了吗？
Or you only think about it at the anniversary or something like that?
或者你只是在教会周年庆祝的时候才想起祷告，为合一祷告。
Second, I would urge you to be peacemakers.
第二，我鼓励大家做和平的制造者。
When I became senior pastor of the church, I really didn't know what to expect in doing that job. When I became senior pastor, I didn't know what to expect.
当我成为主任牧师的时候，我不知道怎样去做。
But as I've grown in the role, I realized one of my key roles is to be a peacemaker.
但是我逐渐我就知道我的主要的一个职责就是要做 就是做和平制造者。
So there are people who are constantly may disagree or do things differently.
总是有人经常的反对。
And Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 verse 9 said, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Matthew
耶稣在马太福音登山宝训上说和平之道者有福了。
And so we want people to be peacemakers in our church.
我们希望人大家成为教会和平的制造者。
I cannot do it by myself.
我自己不能达到这个目的。
I need a congregation filled with peacemakers.
我需要每一个堂会都都是每个堂会都被和平制造者。
So are you a peacemaker or are you a troublemaker?
你是一个和平的制造者呢，还是一个麻烦的制造者
？And so.Pray for unity for the church.
所以为教会的合一祷告。
And be a peacemaker.
而且成为一个和平的制造者。
Let's bow together and pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for including this story in the book of Acts.
感谢你在使徒行传留下这样的一个故事。
It really applies to our church.
对，它也应用在我们的教会有所应用。
Because we are a very diverse church.
因为我们是一个文化多元性的教会。
We speak different languages.
我们说不同的语言。
We have different backgrounds.
我们有不同的文化背景。
We were brought up in different cultures.
我们在不同的文化里成长。
And we see that Satan can use this in a way that could cause a lot of problems.
我们看到撒旦可能会利用这个给教会制造麻烦。
And so we pray that we can be like that early church.
我们祷告，让我们的教会能像早期教会一样。
To resolve the problems in a biblical way.
能够解决的问题。
And that we by solving those problems, your church can grow.
把解决这些问题的同时，教会会得到你的教会会得到增长。
And so we pray for unity for our church.
我们祷告为我们的教会的合一祷告。
Particularly as we come to our annual congregational meeting.
我们在每年的纪念日的祷告。
That we will be able to decide together the direction of our church.
我们能够一起决定教会的未来的方向。
And be able to bear much spiritual fruit for you.
能够产生更多的圣灵的果子。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣的名义祷告。
Amen.
Amen.